the challenges that we all face, this overwhelmed feeling and the reactive tendency, is universal. The notion of engaging our young people and creating a vision for the future, a la transformation, is also universal. And so we're all in the same boat and we're all trying to figure it out.
We're back with Future Proof Friends. As always, I am your host, Bill Sheridan, and I'm recording this in my hotel room at the beautiful Fontainebleau in Miami Beach, kicking back in my room, checking out the views on this beautiful autumn day in South Florida. Bright sun, blue skies, yachts cruising up and down the Intracoastal Waterway. Boy, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it, right? So I guess the obvious question is, Bill, what are you, the Chief Communications Officer of the Maryland Association of CPAs, doing in Miami Beach? Glad you asked, because there is a rhyme and reason to it, believe it or not. The folks at the MACPA and the Business Learning Institute spend a significant chunk of time outside the state of Maryland. And the reason is actually pretty simple. There's a lot of really important stuff happening in this profession, and very little of it happens exclusively in Maryland. And since our goal is to help our members become future ready, we go wherever the important stuff is happening and learn about it and then bring that knowledge back to Maryland. And so we do. I was in Miami Beach in late October at the annual and awesome CCH User Conference. I was one of the speakers there, but I also interviewed a number of thought leaders there, and I'll be sharing their stories and knowledge right here on this podcast in the coming weeks. I do that kind of stuff a lot, but the king, really, of going to where the action is Tom Hood. Tom is the CEO of the MACPA and the BLI, which makes him my boss, and he goes everywhere in search of knowledge that will make Maryland CPAs that much more prepared for what's to come. And that's why Tom is my guest this week. Tom has been to some really interesting and definitely exotic places this year, and I wanted to find out what he's learned on these trips that Maryland's CPAs need to know. We'll get to that conversation here in a second. First, here's what caught my eye this week. It's a combination of 5G wireless and Wi-Fi 6. Now, I've seen multiple reports about each of them lately, and it looks like something significant is on the horizon. 5G, of course, is the next generation of cellular network technology. It promises speeds that are multitudes faster than the current 4G standard, which could finally help drive the Internet of Things connectivity to, you know, ready for prime time status. 5G is being rolled out in late 2018 and should see much wider adoption in 2019 and beyond. Wi-Fi 6, meanwhile, should make its debut in 2019. It promises much higher upload and download speeds. It'll be able to support things like 8K video streaming and has a much lower power draw, which means much lower drain on your battery life, thank God. Combined, 5G and Wi-Fi 6 will do some incredible things, if you believe the folks who write about this stuff anyway. Here's what Paul O'Farrell writes in Forbes. He says, quote, "Seamless high-performance access to information opens up a plethora of opportunity for developing new, never-seen-before applications. Imagine walking into a store and using augmented reality to watch a live demonstration of the product you are pointing to in action. Envision self-driving cars on a freeway, interacting with each other in real time to ensure complete safety and coordinated traffic flow. Or even imagine a surgeon performing a delicate operation using virtual reality while he is in a different country other than the patient." O'Farrell continues by saying, quote, "The possibilities are compelling and endless. It is a call to action for businesses and other organizations to leverage both of these technologies and create new services and offerings. In many markets, the ability to successfully do this will be the difference between success and failure," end quote. Which means, folks, it's time to put on our anticipatory hats. Anticipation is all about spotting future trends early and figuring out what opportunities they offer, right? So we can take advantage of them before our competitors do. So here's your opportunity, right? What could you do with the combined power of 5G and Wi-Fi 6? What challenges would that type of power help you overcome? You know, how would they help you better serve your clients and customers. You can read Paul O'Farrell's article in Forbes in its entirety. It's called Next Generation Wireless, What You Need to Know About 5G and Wi-Fi 6. And then start thinking about this stuff now. This is your opportunity to finally get in front of some of the hard trends that have been disrupting our world lately. That's exactly what Tom Hood has been trying to do. Learn what's happening and share that knowledge with Maryland CPA so they can become more future ready in the process. And he's been doing a lot of that this year and from some really, really interesting places. We found a rare open spot on Tom's schedule recently and talked about the stuff that he's seen, the lessons he's learned, and what all of this means for our profession. Pay attention, folks. This is important stuff here. Here's Tom Hood. So, Tom, you just you got back from Canada, correct?
Yep, Canada, among other places.
And you were—I mean, so you were like way up there in Canada, right? I mean, this was, where exactly were you, and what were you doing?
We were in Halifax, Nova Scotia, which I had never been to, but it was the site of CPA Canada's The One Conference, which is their big annual event. And we've now been invited back three times to keynote up there.
Oh, cool. So for those who are not familiar, what is CPA Canada?
So CPA Canada is the equivalent of the American Institute of CPAs for CPAs in Canada. So actually, Canadians had three different designations. They were a CGA, MA, and a CPA, and they merged them all together, and now they're all called Certified Professional Accountants.
Got it. Okay. And this was,
and
like,
they're all under that one organization.
Okay. And so this was that organization's kind of, I don't know, would you call it an annual meeting of sorts, or...
Probably that's a great way of thinking about it. I mean, it's their one major national conference. So you're right. That's the that would be the 2.5 days, lots of, you know, amazing speakers and content for just about everybody. So we were there talking about the future ready finance leader, targeting to the what would have been the CMAs, the corporate audience primarily, but there were some firms in there as well.
Got it. And this is not the first time you've been abroad lately, in a professional sense. Where else have you been in the past year or so, just to kind of give listeners some perspective about your traveling shoes here?
So about a year ago, we were invited to speak to the Sri Lankan Chartered Accountants. So Sri Lanka was one of those events. We spoke at XBRL International's conference in Paris. Got to go to Bora Bora for ExpensiCon, which was sponsored by Expensify. So those are my three, plus Canada, four international speaking events that we got to be at.
That's pretty crazy. Now, there are some folks out there who might ask, why is the CEO of the Maryland Association of CPAs traveling all over the world to speak to accounting and finance pros who aren't in Maryland? So, I mean, what would you say to that?
So I would say, in our experience, a couple things. The profession is global. And in order to stay relevant in a global sense, we believe we have to kind of know what's going on, that many of our members are doing business globally. And in fact, there are some of our members that are overseas. And this gives us the ability to kind of sense what's going on and to be able to bring that back to Maryland. So we like to say our job is to transform the profession Maryland first. And so everything we do is with an angle on what does this mean to a Maryland CPA and how do we make that better? So that's kind of what I would say to that.
So what have you found? I mean, are accounting and finance pros in Canada or Paris or Bora Bora or anywhere else any different than they are here in Maryland? I mean, what do they have?
So the answer is, yeah, there's a lot in common. I mean, the answer is obviously there's all kinds of differences, right, culturally and all those areas. But at the core, the profession in all those different countries, if you will, has fundamentally the same issues. And that's, quite frankly, reassuring. And that's what we look for. Like, what we try to do is say we should be putting our effort on the areas where we can find the most bang for the buck. In other words, the ones that are common across all of our types of members, small firm, corporate, big corporate, small corporate, government, nonprofit. If I see an issue that crosses all of those categories, then that's usually where we can apply some brain power and maybe even get members to collaborate so that we can begin to say, what are some solutions to some of these challenges?
So what are some of those commonalities across all of those different segments? What are some of the things that you find that each of them, you know, can kind of point to and say, yeah, this is something I should be paying attention to?
So if I could sum it up quickly, I would say one of the things that is in common is what we would call the four T's. And actually the number one issue across the globe that we find, corporate, public accounting, regardless of the country, is the number one challenge CPAs face is being reactive versus proactive. Mm-hmm. And what we see that means is that's where we get to these, what I call the four T's. The first three T's are things that we've all been talking about, which come from the what I'd call the hard trend certainties in our work with Daniel Burris, a global futurist that we've used to help us figure out how do we stay ahead of this stuff. So those first three T's are talent, the demographic shortage of Gen Xers, the baby boomer retirement phenomena, and the obviously change in generations from millennials and now even Gen Z coming into the workplace. So talent and the talent shortage is one big one. Next would be, I call it taxes, but it stands for taxes, laws, standards, and regulations. And that's where tons of CPAs are overwhelmed with standards changes and new laws, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act, Wayfair, and the state and local tax, GDPR globally, revenue recognition. Those are all the hard trends of that tax era category.
And it just never ends, does it? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Never ends. And yet it's been bigger. It's gotten bigger in the last couple of years because of all these major changes. And then the third one is no surprise, but it's technology and the exponential pace of technology. Now you're talking about bots and blockchain and artificial intelligence, advanced cloud, cybersecurity, those kinds of things. So those three big T's, I call them, are creating another one that's called transformation. That's where the fourth T comes in. And so we're now seeing a sense of urgency that we haven't seen before, where every firm, every corporation, business and industry, et cetera, they all seem to be talking about, we need to transform. We're feeling the effects of disruption and we need to start thinking about how do we lead in a world that needs to be transformed.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you're talking to all these different audiences and all these different places, what do you sense is, I don't know if you can boil it down to one thing, but one thing that folks should be focusing on in order to make sense of all these disruptions that they're dealing with? I mean, can you point to, you know, one thing that maybe they could start looking at as far as, you know, first steps toward, you know, making sense of all this change and disruption?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's funny because we've also just finished running our Leadership Academy in August, and then we run the AICPA's Leadership Academy for emerging leaders. These are pretty much Gen Xers, you know, 35 to 45, moving up in their ranks. And it's fascinating because the thing that they focused on is the thing we've been hearing from a lot of our firms that we've been doing, you know, transformation work with, which is the number one challenge they see is how do they engage their younger talent in helping them think about what they need to do to continue to transform their practices. So I think I go back to that transformation story, Bill, and probably the, I don't know that I could boil it down to one thing, but I can boil it down to two things. And this is because the wisdom of these young people, when we facilitate, what do we do about it? So even they are saying that the people they're leading, which tend to be the earlier parts of the profession, they're struggling with how do they engage them. So what is it? Well, there's two things that are critical to that. First is a vision. They need a clear picture and a direction of where they believe that their firm or their company is headed. And that's true even if it's a department inside a company, right? They want to know, what are we doing that matters and where are we going? The second part of that is they need to have a culture and a mindset that says, I'm good with where the future is headed. I believe that the future will be brighter than it is now. And I feel like there's some things I can do to help move us along from that standpoint. So this, we call this a future ready mindset or a positive mindset about the future. So it would be my two things, right? You got to have a direction and you need a mindset, which ultimately leads to culture that's open to how do we move quick and begin to make this transformation.
Yeah. And it seems like, tell me what you think, but it seems like part of that culture has to be, or should be going forward, a devotion to, I don't know what you want to call it, lifelong learning or just continuous learning or fluidity and flexibility in learning new skills to remain relevant going forward.
You know, it's our famous saying called, you got to have your rate of learning greater than the rate of change and greater than your competition. And it really is about your competition. But I think I would caution organizations and firms to not view their competition too narrowly. For instance, if you think about the taxi industry, they didn't see Uber coming. So your next competitor might not look like you. It might not be another accounting firm or the same corporation. So I think, Bill, your point about learning is both individual and organizationally. And it also means it's in the service of innovation. Because if you're not innovating, I would argue that you're probably going into a decline.
Yeah, and that's that. You made a fantastic point that, you know, disruption is very likely to come from outside this profession, right? I mean, yeah. And you pointed to the taxi industry and Uber as a perfect example. I mean, we're so focused on what's going on within our profession that I think too few of us are taking the time to look outside and what's happening outside the profession that might ultimately impact us and what we do inside the profession.
I think you're spot on, Bill. And the other thing I would say is it worries me that back to this whole idea of being reactive versus proactive. So the number one reason clients leave their CPA firm is they're getting reactive services instead of proactive advice. And let me give you one example, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. So we've known about this for almost a year, right? It was enacted last December. And tons of firms I know are so busy keeping up with the current taxes. They just finished the second busy season, right? The September and October extensions. And they actually haven't even had time to get up to speed on the new act. And yet every client is coming to them. The first question they ask is, what does this mean to me?
Right.
And so here's an example, right? If you're so busy keeping up that you haven't gotten ahead of this Tax Cut and Jobs Act, you're at risk because some CPA is going to be up to speed and they're going to be talking about it on LinkedIn or sending notes to your client. And suddenly your client might say, I think I want to go with a CPA that seems to get what's going on right now and able to talk to me about it. Mm-hmm. Same's true for the Wayfair Act, right? The whole state and local tax situation. I mean, firms could actually be in a liability position if malpractice, if they aren't advising clients proactively that this thing's going to impact their e-commerce. So those are just two really recent examples that I would say So if you're so busy trying to keep up, it's a dangerous spot to be in a world of accelerating change.
Yeah, and all that stuff is coming to roost now because the correct me if I'm wrong, but the provisions in that in the Tax Reform Act that was passed about a year ago are going to come into play during this current tax season that is just around the corner. So I mean, now's the time to get up to speed and start figuring out how to get ahead of this stuff.
Absolutely.
Actually, now is not the time. The time was about 6 months ago, but yeah. So, I mean, all your travels over the past year, year and a half to all these different places, and you've met some incredible people inside the profession who are doing incredible things. I guess my question is, what's the aha for you? What have you learned in all this travel abroad that you would hope to pass on to CPAs here in Maryland and the rest of you in the rest of the country about, you know, what's going on in the profession globally that we need to pay attention to locally?
So actually I want to start with one piece, which is there is one part of Maryland that we always are staying laser focused on and will always, and that's the CPA license and our other T, the tax T, around regulations and laws. So CPA Day in Annapolis, what we do in the legislature, that matters from a Maryland standpoint, and we are one of the best in the country to continue to be there. So that's part of our responsibility to keep that thing moving.
No,
but if I look around and say what's happening, I think for me it is two things. One is the challenges that we all face, this overwhelmed feeling and the reactive tendency is universal. The notion of engaging our young people and creating a vision for the future, a la transformation, is also universal. And so we're all in the same boat and we're all trying to figure it out. And then the third one gets to something that I kind of discovered that I thought was really interesting. I call it a moment of serendipity, right? An unexpected find in the travels. And this was because of Expensify inviting me to be one of their chosen thought leaders at the ExpensiCon, which happened to be in a place that was on my bucket list called Bora Bora in the French Polynesia. Amazing trip. But it was our last day there. And my wife, Sharon, and I were like, you know, what are we going to do? And she's early childhood educator, loves science. So she's like, there's a marine biologist like snorkel tour in the lagoon here. I'd love to do that. So I'm like, all right, let's go. And it turned out that this marine biologist is a Terp. He's from the University of Maryland. So here we are three quarters around the world. And there's a guy from University of Maryland taking us on this tour.
The world and, keeps getting
so yeah, we got to know him. There's only like four of us on this little tour, and he's explaining what he's doing. He's like, I taught at University of Maryland. He was French, actually, no surprise, in French Polynesia. And he said, University of Maryland has one of the best marine biology schools in the world. And so a lot of us guys that you might find out there, like Jacques Cousteau, would all be people probably connected to U of Maryland. But what he was explaining is he was showing us the coral and all the fish and life in the lagoon. And in that process, he said, you know, here's our challenge. This climate change is real, whether you believe it's caused by current events or just normal movement in the climate, it's happening. And on top of it, it's impacting the water temperature, which is killing coral reefs. And coral reefs are essential to all living sea life, apparently. But this is where it got fascinating. So University of Maryland has created this artificial coral that they have electric current through, and it actually speeds up growth of natural coral reef around it. And then it, you know, habitats sea life, and it becomes really robust, really fast.
Wow.
And so when I was talking to him, I know it's pretty cool. And it's all invented from University of Maryland. So we actually contributed to the Four Seasons thing. And actually, we own a little piece of that in the lagoon now, like number 53 or something.
Oh, that's cool.
My wife was so moved by it. So it's kind of cool. We want to eventually go back and visit our little thing and see if it grew. But here's the point. He goes, he said, here's what we figured out. We can't stop climate change. Because it's happening, it's a global thing, it's really bigger than all of us. Mm-hmm. But what we can do is speed up the adaptation of the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And I started thinking about that. Like, that's what we're trying to do here at MACPA and BLI. We're trying to, we know we can't stop the waves of change because the waves are getting bigger and they're coming faster. But we can speed up the adaptation of our community, right? Yep. And so that was my big aha when I think about all this. And that was true when I was up in Paris with XBRL about data amplified and what's happening in the data XBRL world. It's true what I heard in Sri Lanka and how what they're dealing with in terms of a global trade notion. And it's true all over the United States and certainly right here in our backyard in Maryland. So if there's one thing that I felt kind of reconnected to is our purpose of helping our CPAs, we call it connect, protect, and achieve, but achieve success and thrive in this era of exponential change. So how do we do that? We're going to help them be more future ready, which is adapt, right? Aware, predictive, and adaptive. And how can we speed up their adaptation to this crazy cycle of these big waves?
Fantastic stuff. Wow. So to be continued. Tom, thanks for being here. And we'll continue the conversation.
Awesome. Thank you, Bill.
That was Tom Hood, CEO of the Maryland Association of CPAs and the Business Learning Institute, and the second most influential person in accounting, according to Accounting Today, by the way. You can learn more about all of these issues by attending one of Tom's acclaimed professional issues updates. You'll find a full schedule and registration information at macpa.org. Tom will also be on hand at the MACPA's annual CPA Summit. That's scheduled for December 6th at the Sheraton Baltimore North Hotel in Towson, Maryland. CPAs will learn from the most important voices in the profession. They'll find solutions to push their careers forward. Topics are going to include things like leadership, technology, cutting-edge trends, emerging professional issues. Don't miss it. This is going to be an incredible event. Again, you can get details and register at macpa.org/summit.